We're going to talk a little bit about retirement, but from a biblical understanding this morning. Brad Graber joins us, as he does every Tuesday. He's got a website, investingintruth.com, investingintruth.com. Hey, Brad, good morning. How are you this Tuesday?
Doing well. Good morning.
And we're both getting ready for work. As you know, Kel and I, we're already at work, and we're making you work right now on the radio. So we've got a little bit of time off before we think about, well, we can think about retirement, but before we actually retire. But when it comes to retirement, some people say they really look forward to that date. For me, it's kind of scary. It's like, ooh, the routine would change. Don't think I'm ready for anything like that. But well, how should we look at this from God's perspective, that biblical understanding?
Yeah, and that idea of what is retirement is so different from person to person, and I think that's why it's so important as believers that we go back to God's Word and try to build up a biblical perspective on this. And retirement is one of those things that you're not going to be able to go to your concordance and find it in there. So what we're going to have to do is draw upon a lot of different principles that are taught in the Bible and then apply them to this modern idea that we have of retirement. And so a lot of the principles we're going to find are going to come from two different areas. They're going to come from the scripture and what it's teaching us on work, which, as we've been talking for the last couple of weeks, we've learned that work is good. We can glorify God through the work that we do, and that we provide for our families and for the poor through our labor. And then the other thing that we're going to draw on is the principles of saving. So going back again to this idea of what is saving, well, saving is the act of not spending money today so we have it available for us later. And saving is also comes into play when we think of this idea of providing for our family. So I already mentioned that work is how we provide for our families now, but wisdom tells us that there will likely be a day when we can't be as productive or maybe not even be able to work at all. So if we're not setting aside money today, how are we going to provide for our family down the road when we no longer can earn an income? So it's important that we're making sure that we're planning for this idea. It's what most of us would call retirement, but it's just really the idea of let's save and set aside some of our paycheck today so that we can provide for our family at some point in the future. So we're still providing for our family from the idea of labor, but it's just deferred spending from that paycheck rather than hoarding up money so that we don't have to work and we can sit back and eat, drink, and be merry, as we hear.
I was going to say, Brad, it seems like in our American culture, we kind of have this view of what retirement is, and it's just a grand thing. We see ourselves kicking back and relaxing and not having to deal with work anymore, as if work were something to be scorned and just a necessary evil, as, you know, I think you've written those words in a previous blog post on your website. But it's actually, I love that you say it's God's gift to man. We'll talk about what retirement is not, because, as I said, we do have a view of what our American culture thinks it is, but really, what is it not?
And this is probably the closest example of where Scripture deals with the idea of retirement. And it's not from a good perspective. It's telling us what we shouldn't be looking at retirement as. And that we can find in Luke 12 in the parable of the rich fool. So what we find in this parable is we find a farmer who had such an enormous crop one year that he realizes he has way more than what he can even spend at that point in time. So what does he decide to do? Rather than turning to God, we never see this guy be thankful to God. We never see him praise him. We never see him give it away. What we do is we see his decision to build bigger barns so that he can sit back, eat, drink, and be merry, is exactly what Scripture says. And Jesus is telling the story, and his response is that, you fool, this very night your soul will be commanded of you. So what we see is this guy's idea of he's going to set himself aside. He's no longer going to labor. He's going to eat, drink, and be merry, so enjoy the fruit of the great crop that he had and not work anymore. And what we see from Jesus' parable is that he says, such it is for those who are not rich toward God and others, because this guy had so much wealth passed into his hands, and what does he do? He turns completely inward. And we see even that in the guy's language as he uses it in the parable. He constantly starts talking about I and me and all these things, but he's never rich towards God. He never turns around and reflects on this as a blessing from God, and how can he use it to help others around him or to bless the kingdom, but it's all about himself. And that's what we have to be very careful about. For those of us that may have a big enough income that we can provide for our family easily, set aside enough that we can stop working and still provide for our family, are we doing it and just looking at ourselves and not being rich towards God? Or are we looking at it as the blessing that it is? And God's given each of us unique skills and abilities. And some people, it's going to be the ability to earn more income than they need. And in that case, are they glorifying God with that ability? Because God's providing that for them. It is a gift from God. Are they turning around and using that for his glory? Or are they saying, oh, this is mine, this is my ability, and I'm going to use it to glorify myself, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labor?
You know, Kelly and I often tease. We'll say, well, our kids, that's our retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kidding. No pressure. No pressure, Isaac. No pressure, Kate.
Just kidding a little bit.
But we have to think, we have to look at things with our personal life situations that maybe we didn't have to look at before if you're not walking alongside a spouse, doing life with a spouse. So sometimes, you know, what's daunting for me is to say, well, this is really how much you really need to have. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I'm going to be working for a long, long, long time. I love to work. But do you know what I mean, Brad? It's kind of like, should we pay attention to that stuff? Or just should we just say, okay, God, it's a faith walk. Just please keep me healthy and keep me safe.
And that is a great prayer to have, because ultimately this whole idea of retirement comes down to stewardship. And it's stewardship of our finances, which is where we normally think of stewardship, but it's also stewardship of our bodies and those skills and ability that God has given to us. So if you think about it, in what other area of life is it okay to take something that's perfectly useful, can be used to glorify God, and to no longer use it? We would say that that's poor stewardship. But how often do we view retirement in that way? That even during our high-capacity years, when we can be using ourselves to pour ourselves out to glorify God, either through work or through some other means, why would we stop doing that when we still can? Now, we may change the way we're doing it, but should we just completely stop and no longer use ourselves to glorify God? That would be contrary to what Scripture tells us. What we should be doing is looking at how can we use ourselves and glorify God through whatever we're doing. And what we're going to find is we got different seasons of life. So what you're able to do in your 40s may not be what you're able to do in your 60s, 70s, or 80s. But we still need to be looking at what is our capacity to serve God right now, and are we doing that? So it may be only working part-time. But even in that capacity, or may, you know, even for some people, it may be volunteering your time because you no longer need the paycheck. So what I often find is we make two extreme errors, one side or the other, when it comes to this view of retirement. Number one is that I need to save as much as I can so I can stop working as early as possible. So that's kind of the American dream of retirement. And that's this, that goes completely against this idea of stewardship and using ourselves and our talents to glorify God as long as we possibly can. The other one is saying that I'm going to work until I die and I don't need to set anything aside. Well, the problem with that one is, now, while that's a good attitude to have, that I'm going to work as long as I possibly can, we're not in control of how long we can work. So we're basically presuming upon God that we're going to have the ability to go earn a paycheck, and that's why we don't need to set any of our money aside to be able to plan for retirement and that day that we're no longer earning the paycheck. And by doing that, we're really putting our family at risk that we're never going to be able, or that we're going to be dependent on them and not be able to provide for the family that is dependent on us because we haven't set anything aside. So I feel like those are kind of the two extremes where we get retirement wrong. And the right path is down the middle, where we're being prudent and we're setting aside some of the money that we're able to earn during our peak years so that we're able to provide for our family when we no longer can. But at the same time, we have a desire to work as long as we can because we see that idea of stewardship and we want to serve God with our bodies as long as we possibly can as well. So there's good balance in there between saving and being prudent with it because we know we may not be able to work later, but also having the desire that we're going to serve God through work as long as we possibly can.
You know, something you've mentioned in your article too, Brad, and by the way, everyone, this is posted on Brad's website, investingintruth.com. You know, I look at the American dream. I don't think it's a bad thing to have dreams, but for a nation that was founded on biblical principles, we seem to have an awful lot really skewed and upside down and messed up in certain areas, and this seems to be one of them that largely our culture is, you know, not looking at, obviously, in a godly way. But I love that you mentioned about continuing to work to increase generosity, because if you have saved all along and you reach that retirement age and you have what you need to take care of your family and of yourself in your retirement years, and I'm using air quotes, then anything that you make as you continue to work, whether it be part-time or whatever the case may be, then you can start giving that away to bless other people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you are to that point where you no longer need to save for your retirement. So let's say it's age 65 you had saved for, and you've got enough that you think would provide for your family if you stopped working then. Every year you continue to work, all you got to do is pay your living expenses, and the rest can be is money you don't need. It can be given away. It can be used for kingdom purposes. And not only that, but the money you had saved, it's one less year that you have to use that to provide for your family during retirement as well. So each year that you're working is one year that you have additional savings that you can probably eventually give away at some point as well, because you don't need them to cover your living expenses for that year that you had planned for.